Westlock, five firefighters from Westlock County Protective Services are in Jasper helping with the wildfire that has destroyed at least one-third of the town. On July 22, just after 7 p.m., the first report came in of a wildfire to the northeast of town. Within 48 hours, the wildfire had reached the town, said Parks Canada on their website Thursday. About 25,000 people were safely evacuated from Jasper, and the fire remains out of control. A tactical tender was sent with two crew members on July 23, said Westlock County Protective Services Coordinator Faye DoBlanco. An urban interface structural protection fire engine was sent on July 24 with three members. The members on the trucks are from Station 5 Picardville and Station 6 Busby. From Station 5 Picardville, the firefighters who went to Jasper include Reagan Moon, Captain, Livia Stuthite, firefighter, and Jenna DoBlanco, firefighter. From Station 6 Busby, they include Jared Stitson, District Fire Chief, and Dean Dumbeck, Deputy Fire Chief. All deployed members are trained with at least 1001 certification, said DoBlanco. We sent members that volunteered to go. It's uncertain how long the Westlock County firefighters will stay in Jasper, but the request for assistance indicated it could be up to 14 days, said DoBlanco. As far as we know at this time, the suppression efforts and plans are evolving. There are many departments from all over being deployed to the area, so we are confident that our members are being switched out and provided with rest time as required. The province is handling the resources such as lodging and food for the Westlock County firefighters in Jasper, she added. We are confident that our members are being well looked after at this time. Services in Westlock County won't be impacted with local firefighters and fire equipment out of the area. With five fire stations and 71 members, we are confident that together with our local mutual aid partners, we are well equipped to deal with any incident that could occur in the county, said DoBlanco. She added that they don't anticipate sending more members at this time but would consider requests if they receive more.